Welcome back, y'all, to another installment of All Gas, No Trash. My name's Adam, and we're doing another episode, sans Josh. And this actually might be more routine going forward, because covering one artist or one subject in two episodes, I think has allowed me to flesh out my ideas without the influence of somebody else. Whether that is actually happening or not is great, and it allows for more content to be created about the topic or the artist that we're covering. So I think I might be doing that going forward. And anyways, this particular episode is about an artist named Cyberdeath that I just found a couple hours ago. So we'll cover her and talk about a little bit of background and, you know, some interesting stuff that I observed that I wanted to talk about. And that is the No Curse Minute. So we got that underway. So Cyberdeath is this artist from Canada, and I don't really know how to describe her music. It's quite eclectic. I know that's a word that's often beat to death, but it's something that I heard, and I believe it was her latest track called Dance Floor. And it reminded me of the movie The Crow, the Brandon Lee version, the original. There was something about it that just reminds me of that soundtrack. And, you know, that's like one of my favorite comic book movies ever. And the more that I was digging into her profile on Instagram, I found her quite enjoyable. Not only just somebody that's impressionable or seems amiable, she's talking about how she samples real interesting things, like she'll take a water canteen and sample that because she likes the metallic sounds, or she'll use her Nintendo DS to sample whatever it is that she wanted. And she's just kind of showing her entire process of writing music, but she also shows her the other sides of herself, which include going thrifting and just whatever clothing she likes. And, you know, that's not really stuff that's particularly interesting to me, but it's the way she does it that comes across as charming. And one of my favorite things that I found out about her, so she had an album that came out, and it was in 2024, and I believe it was called Washed Up. And I don't want to check right now because it's going to distract me, and, you know, I could just bring it up in the next segment where we go over a couple of songs that we're going to listen to from her. So she has this album that she came out with in 2024, and it's a beautiful cover. Like, it's her drowning in water, and the colors of the waves, or rather the water itself, are super saturated, and the words themselves are like a metallic watery color. Or rather, a watery metallic texture, kind of like the T-1000 in Terminator 2. It's something like that, but it's got like a tint of blue, so it looks watery, I guess. And that was like, I don't know, that was a real standout thing for me. And she was talking about the backstory, or rather giving exposition about the cover, and she had her sister do that, who's like her creative director. And I'm like, fuck yeah, that's cool, man. Like, maybe using isn't the appropriate word, but rather to say that you know, to have siblings working together on a project, especially for this girl named Cyberdeath, that's so cool, man, to have it become a family affair. I love that, and I think that's awesome. And so I guess from here, we can get to the music. So I want to start off with a track that I think she released early in her catalog that she wasn't entirely sure of, but as people started to, you know, like her posts and stuff, I think she finally got around to making a final mix or final edit of the song. And, you know, I think she is dabbling in quite a few different genres, and I'm not going to list them off. I don't want to. And it's for you to, like, look up, I guess, if you want to go on Spotify, if you want to go on whatever platform you want to go on to find more info about her music. But if I had to give a description, it kind of reminds me of like Garbage and Ladytron and Goth and House, Drum and Bass, I guess. She does a lot of stuff and it's very interesting. And, you know, I don't know what this particular track is, but because, man, I'll tell you what, when it comes to EDM stuff, like, it's very hard to keep track of every subgenre and everything that giant genre covers and stuff, and it's just, it gives me a headache, and, you know, I'd rather just skip it. But I will say that this track that we're going to listen to, I think it's called Husk, if I'm not mistaken. I'll just look it up real quickly. You won't even notice. I'm talking and looking this thing up, and I can't look things up and talk at the same time because my brain is just, I don't know what it is. But anyways, let's see. Yeah, it is called Husk. It's one of the earliest songs that came out from Cyberdeath. I really like this track. I will say, though, for this being a final edit, you could tell that this was something of an incomplete project, but it's not to discredit it in any way. It's just to show, oh, I see what you're doing, and I like it, and I see the potential in you as a person, you as a creative, I guess you could say. I don't know, man. There's just... And I will say that there's no... This isn't me doing an evaluation, I guess, like the way I do in previous episodes, where I feel like I look at things from the way a baseball scout or a sports scout in general looks at players. This episode is not about that. This is just me genuinely liking a person for who they are and what they're doing and just their personality. And I don't know, man. I really like this project, and all the stuff that I mentioned previously about her working with her sister on creative direction and her showcasing her lifestyle with thrifting and all the stuff that she does with music, as far as using interesting items to get sounds out of. I don't know, man. It's just, it's interesting stuff. But anyways, I digress. So let's get to the first track called Husk, and then we'll get to the one afterwards, and, you know, we'll talk a bit about it and what you think and what I think. And yeah, you know, anyways, this is Husk from Cyberdeath, a Canadian artist, and I hope you enjoy it. Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed it. That was Husk from Cyberdeath. I really like that track because it's got that bumping bass line, and it makes me think of Kitty Pryde and Rogue in X-Men Evolution when they're dancing. But that scene was like translated over, or rather, it was paying an homage to, I think, the movie called The Craft, which also was from the 90s. But yeah, she's got a very sweet voice, and I love it. And it's, again, it's one of the early tracks, so it's not refined or anything like that. But there's potential here. I see potential here, and it's not like I can make an evaluation and say, oh, I know where this is going to go. I know where this is going to end up. But, you know, here we have another situation where we have somebody that is a songwriter, producer, does everything themselves. And I'm thinking, man, that's kind of like if there is even a vague comparison to Grimes, like, you know, that'd be kind of cool to see her come up in the same way that Grimes did and just, you know, do everything yourself with the exception of like creative direction from her sister. But yeah, I think, or rather collaborating with her sister on creative direction. But to see somebody like that take as much responsibility for their own project is great. And again, you got to check out her profile, which is in the Spotify profile bio or whatever. So if you want go on that, or I think it's maybe on Apple Music. I don't know if they do that type of thing, but yeah, you could find it. I'm sure if you type Cyberdeath, you can find her on social media and TikTok and all that stuff. But anyways, so we'll get to the next track, which is the track that I thought sounded like something that could have been on, let's say, I meant to say The Crow, the old 90s movie with Brandon Lee, banger soundtrack, amazing soundtrack. So I think this track would fit appropriately on that. And so we'll go ahead and listen to that. And we're going to listen to Dance Floor from Cyberdeath. And then afterwards, we'll talk about it, or, you know, kind of the usual thing that we usually do. So anyways, this is Dance Floor from Cyberdeath. So that was Dance Floor from Cyberdeath. And as I was saying before, around the 38, 37 second mark, you could hear like this guitar riff that's reminiscent of Burn from The Cure. And there's like these Gregorian chant vocals. I mean, they're extra reverby. And man, if I would, I don't know if it's a weird comparison to say it, but like those Gregorian chants, the wailing, it kind of reminds me of like Enya, I guess, to some degree. But just a really fucking cool track. I don't know what genre this is. I'm sure it was something that was in the 90s, but I can't pinpoint right now exactly what it is. And I'm sure she has it listed within her Bandcamp, like all the genres that she covers. But just if you end up going through her discography, you'll find that she covers numerous genres. And I don't know, man. I just love this artist. I don't know what's going to happen with her. I just think whatever she's doing is cool. And yeah, I don't have an evaluation for this. I just wanted to share it with you all. And hopefully you enjoyed it and you stream it, you follow her, you support her in whatever way you can. And, you know, for those of you that are Canadian, hopefully you got another Grimes on your hands. Actually, that's offensive. She is an artist in her own right, and she deserves to be treated as such. So I don't want to make that comparison, but anyways, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode and you had a good time and checked out some new tracks, learned a little bit more about Cyberdeath. What a fucking cool name. I fucking love that name. Anyways, thanks for sticking around. I'll catch you all on the next episode, which will probably be recording Sunday, I guess, and we'll get Josh's opinion on Cyberdeath. But thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you all later.